Test 65, Section 2, Question 23. And here we're looking for what the two people disagree about. So this is a disagreement. And the physician says, there were approximately 83,400 trampoline-related injuries last year. A lot of trampoline injuries. This suggests that trampolines are quite dangerous and therefore should therefore be used only under professional supervision. They're dangerous, should be used only under professional supervision. Okay, so let's take our three claims. Number of injuries, trampolines are dangerous, should be used only under professional supervision. Okay, so the enthusiast has to dispute either the number, the fact that that says they're dangerous, or the idea that they should be used only under professional supervision. Okay, so the trampoline enthusiast says, I disagree. In the past 10 years, sales of home trampolines have increased much more than trampoline-related injuries have. So that sales of trampolines have increased much more, home sales of trampolines have increased much more than injuries. 260% sales increase and 154% increase in injuries. So there's been a lot more trampoline increase than there have been injury increase among home trampolines, okay? Which that addresses the issue of professional supervision, because obviously those would not be being used under professional supervision. Every exercise carries risk, even when carried out under professional supervision. So it's saying everything has a risk, even when it's carried out under professional supervision. Now, of these, the only statement that the trampoline enthusiast can be disputing, it's not disputing that they're dangerous, because it says every activity carries risk. It doesn't dispute the number of injuries. And so the only thing it could be disputing is whether or not the trampolines need to be used under professional supervision. So that's kind of what I would look for. A, trampolines cause significant injuries, injuries to a significant number of people. They both seem to agree on that. The enthusiast says, yeah, there was an increase even in injuries. Home trampolines are the main source of trampoline-related injuries. Well, person one, the physician, never claimed that. The rate of trampoline injuries in terms of the number of injuries per trampoline users is declining. Well, that is something that the trampoline enthusiast seems to be suggesting, but the physician never said anything on that. And remember, the physician has to have made the claim about that. D, professional supervision of trampoline use tends to reduce the number of trampoline-related injuries. Well, the thing here is that neither of them talk about whether professional supervision tends to reduce it. Then trampoline use is an activity that warrants mandatory professional supervision. Well, the physician definitely believes yes, and the enthusiast is saying, I disagree to that, and gave evidence that there's a lot of home use that isn't necessarily resulting in injuries, and therefore E would be the one thing that they do both disagree on, and it would be our correct answer.